The law lets state officials withhold all information about the source of the execution drug it plans to use. Hill's lawyers say they need that information to decide whether to mount a claim that the drug might cause needless suffering. The state attorney general's office argues the secrecy laws protect the dispensing pharmacies. Presiding Justice P. Harris Hines asked if knowing some information might help, such as the state the drug came from, because of Georgia's history of using compounding pharmacies, which are not federally regulated. Hill's attorney, Sachin Verghese.
This court could certainly find that withholding information from the judiciary is unconstitutional, and that's precisely the fundamental problem with this statute, is it prevents the judiciary from closely scrutinizing the death penalty in the state of Georgia.
Response to that came quickly from Justice David Namias, citing the U.S. Supreme Court decision that set the standard for lethal injection, Bayes versus Reese.
Fundamentally, the question I have is, how are you going to meet the Bayes standard? I mean, you could always postulate a risk from an execution, but you have to show that the state is objectively indifferent to a risk not just of harm or pain, but of a very serious risk of harm.
The justices are expected to rule in 4 to 6 months. Warren Lee Hill is on death row for killing a fellow prison inmate. He was already serving life for killing his girlfriend. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.